Welcome inside the WAER studios for this week's pregame podcast. I'm Cole Weinstein, and it's ACC Championship Week. Number 1-seeded Syracuse takes on number 4-seeded Virginia for the first-round matchup this Friday. I'm privileged to have Ron Counts of the Daily Progress on with me. Ron covers multiple sports in the Charlottesville area, including UVA men's lacrosse. Thanks for coming on, Ron.
Absolutely, no problem. Thanks for having me on.
So, Syracuse previously beat Virginia early on in the season with a 12-1 victory, with the winning goal coming in 13 seconds left. Really close game. Both teams felt really evenly matched. How big of a revenge game do you think this is for the Cavaliers, and how big do you think this game is for Virginia?
Well, it's certainly a big one. I mean, Virginia's ACC struggles are well known, and a win in the tournament could be huge for them. As far as a revenge game, I'm not sure how much that'll motivate them. This is a pretty motivated team as it is. Coach Tiffany pushes these guys every week, and they're a pretty motivated bunch to begin with.
Is this team more motivated than usual teams? Is there something special about this team that makes them more motivated, or is that just the culture in Charlottesville?
Well, culture's been the word this year for that team. They've really focused a lot on that in the offseason. They do what they call cultural meetings every week, and they've done some team reading. They actually read a book on Australia's top rugby team, and that was a pretty big motivational factor for them. They actually revamped their whole offseason program this year, pushed the guys a lot harder, actually had a few guys fall off the team. So they're a really tight-knit group this season.
So this year the emphasis is not just on being physically in shape, but being mentally in shape.
Absolutely, and that's a huge part of Coach Tiffany's message. You look at any time a new coach comes into a program, and in general, you know, they look at it as a three-year process. The first couple of years, they're instilling their basis, they're instilling their pillars, if you will. And then that third year, things start to take up, start to really click and really take hold. So Coach Tiffany's message this season has been one of mental toughness every game. They actually open every third quarter with what they call their third quarter mosh pit, and they're out there moshing like they're at a Rage Against the Machine concert, and they're just really pumped up and ready to get on the field. So that mental edge has been a huge focus this year.
What is the difference that you've noticed between him and the old guard?
Well, playing style-wise, it's all predicated on speed. Coach Tiffany wants to go 100 miles an hour all the time, and that's great for offense. They've got some guys on the field, Michael Krause, Docs Aiken, Ian Laviano, some of the best scorers on the field. Unfortunately, it kind of comes to bite them. It bites them a bit on the defensive ends. You know, it's tough to play defense at such a frenetic pace, and I think that's why they're giving up almost 12 goals a game.
Virginia right now statistically is ranked 7th in total scoring offense, but isn't in the top 50 in scoring defense. Do you think that's just because Tiffany's scheme is really based around helping out the offense more than it is the defense?
I really think so, and I think, like I said, it's all predicated on speed. So they want to get the ball back to the offense as fast as possible, and there's some fundamental differences, some schematic differences between what Coach Tiffany does on defense and what Coach Tarja did on defense. They've kind of played with some different things this year in terms of zone defense versus man defense, and it's just really been tough, but I think those stats also speak to the dominance of the ACC as a whole. You know, if you looked at their non-conference games, they were giving up some goals, but they weren't giving them up to the amount they are now. If you look at the ACC, all five teams are ranked in the top 20 at some point this season. It's just by far and away the best lacrosse conference in the country.
Absolutely. Virginia actually has a better overall winning percentage than Syracuse, but Syracuse is the number 1 seed, Virginia's the number 4 seed, and that's because of Virginia's 1-3 conference play this season. Why is it, do you think, that UVA is struggling so much in conference? Is it just that the talent is that much better?
I think so. I mean, if you look at UVA's recruiting, they've had top 5 or 6 recruiting classes every year for the last 6 or 7 years. Michael Krause, Docs Aiken were both top 5-ranked recruits in the country. Ryan Conrad was the number 1 recruit in the country, I think, back in 2014. So, you know, there's tons of talent on this roster. It's just there's tons of talent everywhere else, too. You know, you look at Duke, Justin Guttering is leading the nation in scoring. They have a freshman named James Joe Robertson who's got almost 40 points this season. Notre Dame just plays amazing defense. Syracuse has prolific scorers. It's just this conference by far and away is the best in the country.
Absolutely. How does that prepare Virginia for ultimately the ACC tournament as well as potentially making a run in the NCAA tournament?
Well, they're definitely battle-tested. You know, even at a conference, they've played teams like Princeton, Johns Hopkins, Loyola, Maryland, some of the best teams in the country. So there's no There's no doubt about them being battle-tested. It's just a question of if that defense can come to play.
You mentioned Michael Krause previously. Krause has a history with Virginia. I believe his father played for the team as well as another member of his family. And he's been really, really successful this year, averaging over 5 points per game. How important is it to have a really top-tier offensive player, an attackman, as well as someone whose legacy with Virginia?
Oh, it's crucial. I mean, and you're right. You know, Krause going back all the way to his grandfather, you know, played for UVA. So it's deep-seated there. And Krause has been especially huge this season. Ryan Conrad, who was on the Tewarton Trophy watch list, went down for the season in the regular season, lost to Syracuse. And that really opened the door for Michael Krause to take over. I mean, he's a talented scorer, obviously. He's got, I think, 38 goals on this season. But he's so creative with his passes, with his shots. And he's a really cerebral player this year. The coaches say that he's studying film. He always understands what the defense is trying to do. And he's just, you know, he was the ACC Freshman of the Year last year for a reason. He's got 38 goals, 33 assists on the season. He's also got 33 ground balls. So, you know, that speaks to his effort.
So he's definitely making the leap from an impressive freshman to an impressive leader for this Virginia team.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, like I said, he understands what the defense is trying to do now. He understands how to feed his teammates. And what should scare a lot of people is Ron Conrad's only a junior. So next season, you're going to have Conrad and Krause and Aiken all back on the field. And this UVA roster is very young. This is a team that I think is going to be really, really hard to deal with in a couple of years.
So it sounds to me like this year is sort of the proving year for Virginia, where they can see how far can this team take us, and then next year is really the show-me year where all the talent's in place for Virginia to really make a run.
Oh, absolutely. I think so. I mean, if you look at UVA's top five or six scorers, you have Krause and Aiken, who are 1 and 2. They're both sophomores. Ian Laviano is a true freshman with 31 goals. He's third. Then you have Matt Moore, a true freshman midi, who's got 13 goals, 10 assists in the year. So at that top six groups, you only have one senior and one junior. They're only really losing two seniors this year, and Michael DeMario, an attack, and Scott Hooper, a defender, two really good players. But everyone else is back next year. They already have the verbal commit from the number one recruit in the 2019 class. His name is Connor Schellenberger. He's an attack right now at the Bullis School in Maryland. This roster is just going to keep getting better, and they're so, so young, and they're learning and learning. I just think in another year or two, this is going to be a Final Four caliber team.
It's been 7 years since Virginia's last national championship in 2011. What was special about that team, and do you see any of that team in this team or potentially the upcoming teams that have so much potential?
Well, that 2011 team was a little bit before my time, but knowing Dom Starja a little bit, you know, I know they really predicated on really, really solid defense. They had some really special players in that team. I believe Steele Stanwyck was on that team, one of the best players in college across history. So certainly this team has some guys that fit that mold. I mean, Michael Krause, Dr. Aiken, Ryan Conrad, all these guys are going to be, you know, players that are ranked among the best in the country over the next 2 or 3 years. Midfield-wise, they're really, really stacked. Aiken, Conrad, Matt Moore, all in the midfield. So I really think this is a team that has potential to be in that mix for the next 3 or 4 years. And the great thing is we haven't really even got into Coach Tiffany's recruiting classes. All these guys that I've mentioned that are freshmen and sophomores now were all recruited by Dom Starja. So it's going to be interesting over the next 3 or 4 years to see how Lars gets out there and recruits these guys, and if he can keep up that same level of recruitment.
Virginia has missed the NCAA tournament the past 2 years in lacrosse. How important is it that the Cavaliers really show up in this ACC tournament to make the tournament as either a conference winner or an at-large bid? How important is that to Coach Tiffany's legacy early on, to this program, to this program's morale? What does a strong performance in the ACC tournament mean?
I think it's critical for morale overall. I think it's critical for momentum going ahead. I don't want to speak to this and jinx them, but I think they're going to be in the tournament win or lose this weekend. Their non-conference schedule is strong enough, I believe. But you can't beat momentum. I mean, you come in here and get a win over Syracuse, the top-ranked team in the tournament, and that's going to carry you a long way. So just in terms of momentum, that's going to be huge.
If Virginia is able to beat Syracuse, who would you rather face in the championship, Notre Dame or Duke, and why?
Most definitely Notre Dame, because that Duke offense is super, super scary. that Duke has an offense with five or six guys that can just take over a game. You know, we saw it in the UVA-Duke game. It was a one-goal game up until there was about 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and Duke's offense just came to life, and there was just no stopping them. Notre Dame plays great defense, but they don't have the scores that Duke does.
Is there an X factor that you think could potentially make a really big difference going into this weekend, maybe a guy who's been a little bit under the radar this season for the Cavaliers?
Well, yeah, actually, you know, there is a junior attack that's really come on this season. He's a guy named Mikey Herring, and he's a guy that's played high-level lacrosse his entire life. I mean, he, in high school, he played at Avon Old Farms, which is one of the best programs in the country. He's now a junior at UVA. He's come on this season with 11 goals and 15 assists, and he's kind of been that creative guy, you know, out there that's finds the teammates. He isn't real flashy. He isn't one of the best players on the team, but he's just one of those consistent guys. And of course, you know, you got to look at the goalies. You know, it's kind of been a carousel this season between Griffin Thompson and Alex Rode. Alex Rode comes in as a true freshman. He was really highly touted, but both of them are giving up, you know, more than 10 goals a game. Rose is 11.32, so obviously he's going to take a big day from one of those guys.
So how does Virginia ultimately win this game? What do they have to do to beat Syracuse as the underdog?
I think it's going to be all about possession. You know, we really saw they have a transfer faceoff man this season from Monmouth. His name is Justin Swink, and he is winning 59% of his faceoffs. He was incredibly dominant in the non-conference schedule, even his great teams like Loyola. But as soon as he hit ACC schedule, he started to kind of even off a little bit. I think they're going to need a big day from him, and they're going to need a big day from just those long stick middies, Jerry Connors and Will Rock, to win those ground balls and maintain possession.
Absolutely. Schrank actually in the top 20 in college lacrosse in terms of faceoff percentage. He's had a really impressive season. It was interesting to see him go up against Danny Varello earlier this season. Seemed like Varello got the best of him this time, but it'll be interesting to see what happens this Friday when the two face off again. How does Syracuse win this game? What does Syracuse have to do to beat Virginia?
I think Syracuse has to get off to a hot start. Virginia is not a team that plays from behind very well. That fast style does allow them to score a lot of points, but that defense in past games, and when they've had to play from behind, they've made a few mistakes. They've made some mental hiccups, and I think if Syracuse can build a lead going into the second half, they're going to be in good shape.
And then lastly, Virginia's tied for fourth all-time in national championships with five. What does lacrosse mean to UVA as well as the Charlottesville area?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, it's such a quickly growing sport, especially in and around Charlottesville. You know, it's funny, I mentioned one of Duke's top scorers, Joe Robertson. He played his high school ball in Charlottesville at St. Anne's Belfield. So at every level, Connor Schellenberger, who I mentioned is committed to UVA, was at St. Anne's Belfield last year before transferring to the Bullis School. So even at the high school level, lacrosse is huge around the Charlottesville area. And, you know, I think Lawrence Tiffany has really come in and become a staple around UVA. He's so passionate about what he does, and he's such a great speaker, and he's really brought the program to another level. Dom did so many great things, but I think Lawrence is the guy that can take it to an even bigger level.
So you would say that you're definitely optimistic about the future of lacrosse, not only in the Charlottesville area, but in UVA.
Absolutely.
Great to hear. That's about it from my end. Thank you so much for coming on and doing this. I really appreciate it.
Cool, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
That does it for this week's pregame podcast. For every nail-biting moment of this Friday's ACC tournament matchup, keep it tuned to 88.3 FM or go to WAER.org. Coverage starts with GZA Countdown to Faceoff at 8, followed by a full broadcast of the game at 8:30. Stick around after the game for the double overtime, where our hosts break down all of the action between the Orange and the Cavaliers.